Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
It's a 10 o'clock hour, our open home hour. We throw the doors wide open to anything you, the Arizona homeowner, want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin. To join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. You'll hear an auto attendant answer. Just hit number one to bypass that message, and that'll put you into the studio. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Those are the ways you can get in touch with the studio during our live broadcast here this Saturday morning. You also, if you signed up for our weekly newsletter, you also had a preview of what was coming up in today's broadcast for all of our hours. For our 8 o'clock outdoor living hour, we had Jay Harper in and talked about fall fertilizing, summer to winter lawn transitions. We talked about fall planting. Our 9 o'clock hour, we kind of went...
Bunny trail.
I wouldn't say... It's related to housing and how we light our homes and our communities at night, but kind of off the topic a little bit, but still very interesting. And now it's our open home hour.
Absolutely. And boy, here in this season of events... I'll bring up Jennifer and I's little trip one more time. We go to a corner of the state that doesn't have real good cell reception, doesn't have real good internet connection, doesn't even where we stay, the TV only gets one station, so we never turn it on. I didn't realize how refreshing it was not to hear campaign ads for 3 whole days. I was driving back into town with a lighter heart, not having to listen how my two congressional opponents, how much they hate each other, and hear it 400 times a day. It was just so refreshing. Yeah, I loved it. Romy talked about all the things we do to be your best friend. And in this week's internet machine, we have Jen at the office dive in and kind of sort through it and see where did everybody leave their little digital footprints? What one topic are people being drawn to more than another? And this week, it's about flagstone patios. They want to know the pros and cons of flagstone patios. And there is a long list of pros. There's a long list of cons. Flagstone has kind of grown out of favor with outdoor landscaping people, except for accents. Whereas back in the 90s, we were doing entire hardscapes with flagstone. And it's very tricky. It's a tricky product to install and make look good. It's a tricky product to install and just be able to set a table on it. And, you know, and have all 4 feet touching the ground at the same time and not rocking. It's a very irregular surface. But that's why, that's one of the things that is an appeal to people looking for that rustic look. And we laid a lot of flagstone on sand beds over the years. But as we became more and more discerning about what really looked good and what held up well, it got to the point where we discouraged people from using flagstone unless they would let us pour a concrete slab and let us grout to that. And really, that gives us the platform we need to make the flagstone as regular and as smooth as possible. And then we even, with our subcontractors, I'm not saying we invented it, but we would turn the flagstone. You lay it out like a puzzle. You completely lay every piece of flagstone out. And then we would pick the piece of flagstone up, turn it upside down, put it on a sawhorse. And we'd use a diamond blade grinder and actually shape the flagstone, not in a regular way, but we would shape it just enough so that the grout joints between the stone would end up being fairly regular. And when you do it that way, it is truly, truly a gorgeous patio. Gorgeous. But it's still fairly high maintenance to keep it clean. And Flagstone likes to peel itself, so you're constantly sweeping it. And done that way, it's so expensive that it's four times as much money as just doing a nice paver application. That's one of the reasons 99% of all the outdoor surfaces we are doing in our remodeling company right now just happens to be Sandset pavers.
And with pavers or a lot of other Belgard products, you could put them just about anywhere, and it fits. Flagstone, yes. You couldn't slap into a California style
contemporary
subdivision and make it look good or natural. It's got to fit the complete landscape setting and the house architectural features to really make it mix. It's not a one size fits all look. It's very local. If you ever been to Ash Fork
off of
Interstate 40,
they quarry
and take the business route, you know, you probably pass 12 different Flagstaff wholesale companies, and it's right along the rail yard.
That's
so
right.
They just rail cars pull up, load it, and ship it out. So it's about as local of a natural mine product as you could hardscape product as you could find.
I like it, but I like the rustic look, and I don't mind moving my chair a time or two, but it is really, really expensive, installed, done correctly. So there's our pros and cons for Flagstone. I'm sorry. Up north, the farther north you get, the more maintenance it's going to be, because as the moisture gets in the layers of the Flagstone and freezes, it starts popping and peeling itself. So in the cold weather, you're really dealing with a high-maintenance product. So there it goes. Romy, I heard something this week that absolutely scares me to death.
Okay.
A family we know is moving out of California. They could not find an available U-Haul truck. Now think about that. If you can't find a U-Haul truck in California, why is that?
You want a political satire answer?
No.
Or do you want like a...
Just state the fact. Why can't you find a U-Haul truck in California?
Because they've all headed east. With other U-Haul renters?
Does that...
And none of them have returned west. Nobody's moving into California to bring them back.
Does that scare you to death?
You know, hey, as a single guy, if you were looking to pick up some weekend money...
You know, driving U-Haul that way?
Driving U-Haul's trucks back to California.
We actually know someone that was planning on leaving the Santa Cruz area, and they actually called a cousin in Nevada and said, rent me a U-Haul truck and get it over here. They had to hire a cousin to go get one in Nevada and bring it to them so they could move out of California. But when I heard that, it absolutely scared me. It just took my breath away. I just, oh man.
There was one that got really famous in Kentucky this week. I'm sure it's available now.
If you want to talk politics, let's go there.
Let's go.
Maybe the wall we need to build isn't on our southern border.
It's on our...
maybe we should redirect the wall construction. Oh, man.
Our top-selling item this week in the e-store, it was the Earth Talon D-Ring Shovel. We sent it to Florence, Arizona. And the product of the month is the Magnet Shields Magnets. There's a couple different items. There's one that you can put against a wall to put whether you're... It's strong enough to hold tools in a workshop or knives in the kitchen. But the magnet sweep, and another one of our newsletter subscribers sent another way they use the magnetic sweep is just to sweep it over the shoers area after resetting horseshoes.
Oh,
because those little tiny nails that can easily get, disappear in the dirt coming out of the horseshoe. So another use for the magnetic sweep. There's a new service now at, how does that go? Necessity prompts.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
There is a new company that's saying they can sanitize football stadiums with drones in a matter of 40 minutes. They were testing it out of Chicago. So we may be seeing that as part of, I heard Pac-12 was going to start football again. I know SEC starts today.
High school football starts next Friday. Friday, I should say.
Okay, callers. You can get in right now if you don't want to talk football. If you have a question about your house, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. We'd love to hear from you and help you out with your problems at home. But, we can talk football.
It's the Arius Fog Company, so I'm sure that'll be one of many that we'll start seeing pop up around the country. And have you ever heard of a living certified building? It's a new thing in
Is it a green kind of a thing?
It goes on top of the green. There's
one
another
more layer?
Right.
Okay.
And the first living certified building in California was a retrofit out of a masonry home. And I just wanted to bring that up because you could never take a 70-year-old building out of anything but masonry and repurpose it to a living building. There's nothing that structurally sound. So one more shameless plug for masonry there. It was the only thing that interested me about that article was the fact that it was an old brick building. And then there was a news story this week. Arizona has three cities among the 25 most affordable for renters living alone. And that one really struck my interest because we're always talking about labor and skilled labor. And that would be, so we've got a great Arizona market for young people looking to break into the trades coming from other parts of, wherever they're coming from, that we've got affordable housing for them to come break into the trades.